The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three, four. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up. Like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up. Like a sex machine. Get on up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We're back, Sam and Greg, on this Sunday morning. It's the 14th day of April.
You know, today was the day that the Titanic wished they had, like, taken a different route.
Yeah, they wish they'd taken a different route. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to you folks in Forest Park.
Forest Park.
Forest Park.
All right, now.
I just popped my head in Forest Park this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's what the Farmers Market. Right there, yeah.
There you go.
That exit, Farmers Market.
You know, it's funny thing. I ain't never been to a farmers market here in Georgia.
That's what we do down here.
What you mean, we? Farming. You ain't throwing everybody in the same bus.
No, I mean, farming is part of Georgia, part of our culture in Georgia.
Well, agriculture is the biggest right. thing in this country. What's the word I'm looking for here? The biggest industry in this country,
feeding folks.
That's right. And in a related story, today is, I just saw this. It's National Gardening Day.
Is it?
That's what it says. I'm just reporting what it says. And they always have it in a day where everybody's being overrun with pollen. Get out there and pick your weeds and out there and do your stuff. I got an earful yesterday.
Oh, no.
There's been a disconnect between us and the people who take care of our bugs, that company.
Oh, no.
They switched over, and then there was a raise in price. You know how folks are doing things.
Oh, yeah,
and then there was a problem with the person, at my house.
We just come up with a reason.
Charged this, and,
yep,
and
then, we got to do that.
There were some emails that were going back and forth.
Mm.
And next thing you know, there was a spider that was discovered in the house. Not by me. I don't care.
Okay.
All right, but I got called.
Summoned.
You got that that tennis racket thing that you know you put the battery in and it acts like a zapper.
Yep.
I got two of those. I got the Steffi Graf model. I got the Agassi model, and I keep them in different parts of the house. But yeah, I got to deal with that. How you doing, man? How was your Saturday?
All right.
Your Saturday was, and thank you for the pictures.
Hey.
You had yourself a big time yesterday.
Went over by the Dogwood Festival. And anybody want to go, we should have beautiful weather again today. If you get a chance, go by and check it out. It's simply the weather's great. People are just having a wonderful time. Lots to see, mm-hmm. lots to do, things for the kids to do. There are a lot of art on exhibit, art for sale, interactive things for the kids to do. Kids were sitting down and they were trying their hands at doing artsy type stuff.
Yeah,
okay. It's nice music and the food and things to libations are.
Man, just
abound.
Say booze.
No.
Just say some booze.
No, we won't say that.
I'll say it then.
Okay, just let frosty libations all around.
Ooh, so you got a frozen margarita. That's nice.
But I got a big grill like turkey leg.
You got that turkey leg thing? See, I never.
I took it home with me. That was my.
You can take it home and use it in that was, Thanksgiving.
That was my souvenir. That was my souvenir.
That thing is huge. I associate those with the dog. With Renaissance Festival.
Okay. Okay. Right.
I don't think about that. The Dogwood Festival. But what I was going to say about that place, there's events that happen throughout the city, and there's places that you go to in the city, and they have their own unique smell when you walk in,
mm-hmm.
right? Dogwood, mm-hmm. when you walk in to, you know, the park, and Dogwood Festival's going on, and all the various
aromas.
Events. Thank you. That's
come
word.
Out, you know.
It's like Six Flags.
Yeah, it is.
No other place smells like when you walk into Six Flags, right? Think about that. I'm trying to think of other places like that around town. Well, the ballpark.
Yeah.
You walk in. Any of the places. Like, same thing with Mercedes-Benz. You walk into Truist. You walk into State Farm.
Mm-hmm.
They just have, you said, a certain aroma about them. So you had yourself nice a big
you
time
go,
out
go
there.
Go out there. If you had a chance to go... Go out there and check it out today. You have a good time.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Quick rundown.
88th annual.
Well, that's what we got. We got 176 years of tradition going on this weekend. We got 88th over there, and we got 88th with the Masters.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about the. I connected with the Masters yesterday. I know he's out of it, and I'm waiting to see what happens as far as the winner. But I get a red shirt Sunday. We get a red shirt Sunday. That just you know, take a minute and enjoy what you're watching. No, he's not going to turn your head around. Actually, today was the day, back in 02, that he became the third person to do it back-to-back.
Okay.
So, again, he's at both ends of the spectrum when it comes to the Masters and the numbers that have been put up. The best and now the worst. I've never shot.
And you know but the folks will still show up and follow him around the course today, this final day at Augusta. And driving in today, I think I saw King and Spalding Building was lit up in green at the top. As we think about who will get the green jacket today. And, you know, you got some guys who are still there. Scottie Scheffler's there, and Colin Morikawa is there now. And Bryson DeChambeau has dropped back, but he's still around. I mean...
He finished strong. He sunk one in the 18th yesterday.
The way this course is playing right now, and that's the thing you watch for with Augusta. It is dried out. It is fast. It's like putting out the middle of 285.
Yep.
You know, you barely touch the ball, and if it is any type of undulation, right, your ball can end up way...
Reynolds Plantation.
Right, it'll be the next county. That's what you're dealing with yesterday, and we'll see how they do today. That's the thing about the Masters and about Augusta, Greg. You know, all the other majors are played at different locations.
Yep.
They move different. This is a place that has different personalities every day. The course has different personalities because going with the weather, if it's wind, if it's rain, if it's hot, it changes and it's a different type animal. And that's the challenge for the golfers. Yeah, it's the same layout. Yeah, you know which tree is where and, you know, which bunk, you know, is where. But the idea is on a different day, it's a different type course.
So you have to lay up differently. So, despite where the trees are.
And also your whole placements, too, your pin placements.
That's why, because they move things around.
Right.
And so that's where your short game. This course affects the three elements of your game throughout those 4 days. It affects your drive, just what you were talking about. The pin placement will affect your short game. You know, your mid-range coming, getting off the fairway and getting toward, depending on where you lay up, if you can't put it on the green, and then, of course, your putting.
Yeah.
And today, as opposed to Friday, when they all had to kind of, like, finish the first round and come back in there, and the course was, you know, it was gripping a lot more. Like you said, today is going to be an ice rink out there.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing. So it's going to be fun to watch. But, listen, I just, you don't know how many more times you're going to see this dude. So enjoy it. Now, I don't know. I got to look this up where the Open is being played this year. He's walking this undulating course, and you know, you can see there was a hitch in his giddy up yesterday after having to do all the work he had to do on Friday.
Yeah.
So this is what it is, and he's gonna. You know, he said he's gonna be treated and go out there and do what he does on a Sunday. But if this thing, the British Open or the Open, is on one of those, I got to look and see where it is. But whatever course it is, chances are it's gonna be pretty flat. And that might be something, again, that he will participate in. I'm not saying he's going to win it.
Yeah.
But
the change, the
thing walking there will be a lot easier.
The walking there, but the thing that challenges there is the wind if you're on the coast. And that's always and the weather can always be an element you play there. And then, again, there's so the courses are there are so unforgiving. I mean, you end up in a bunker here. There, you end up in something.
You got to get a copter to get out.
You lose small children.
Exactly.
Some things, you lose your ball in there over there. So.
All right, let's say what we got to say right now. Major League Baseball, Atlanta Braves, we know what you did yesterday.
They waited right until
y'all just like, you knew that Sam and I were going to talk about the news that you guys dropped at 10:01 yesterday. Sam was Mr. Crenshaw walked out of here cussing yesterday. He was so mad, it was funny as can be.
The minute we signed off, bing.
The news came down that Spencer Strider was out for the year. So, we're going to talk about that next.
Yeah.
And these Braves. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Love hurts. Love strong. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Nazareth. Saying what we're all feeling about Spencer Strider. Love you, but man, this just hurts that you are gone for the season. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Just about 10:01 yesterday when we were packing up our book bags and closing our computers and all of that, the news broke that Spencer Strider was out for the season. It was official.
Yikes.
I don't know that we kind of felt
like that might have been the case all alone. Because we knew it was an indefinite period of time, even if he was going to try to get a recovery and rejoin the team. But, yeah, we got the news yesterday, right after we got done.
And what would you expect, you know, like, in other words, what would we talk about? What would we say, other than the fact that we just report the news, mm-hmm. but there is, what's the upside? Okay.
Well, that has happened early, and it gives the team a chance to get on with the process of moving forward. I mean, yeah, this is a blow. This is a blow for the team, for him to be out and then for knowing that he won't be coming back. But now you got time to process it. Alex Anthopoulos has a chapter or two to see, you know, what he's going to have to do as far as a replacement for him.
That's what's going to be interesting.
Well, that's the thing.
How creative is he going to get?
Well, that's – and how creative does he have to get? Because we got some guys that we can plug in. The thing of it is, can they come in and be consistent?
That's the other question. And then who's coming back? We got people coming back. This is the thing about a 162-game season that you don't know. And what you see during the regular season, there's no way you would expect to have the bats go dormant the way they do in the playoffs. So, again, to have any kind of intelligent answer, say, well, move this guy, get this person. This dude is unhappy in Seattle. He'll come to Atlanta because he'll be happy to play with the Braves. And then, boom, all our problems are solved.
You make it sound so simple.
Don't you, though? Yeah. When you talk about this thing, but hitting a baseball, gauging, you know, all the factors that go into how an Arizona and a Texas end up in the World Series last year, when you would have put the house mortgage on three or four different teams
right.
that you thought would have made it.
Right.
So this is what's maddening to me about baseball, or try to even talk about it this early. Listen, we're sitting here on April 14th, and I don't know what this guy's going to do. The thing about Anthopoulos is you don't see a lot of his moves coming in the things that he's done. So I'm just going to, you know, get me, as you talked about those libations, as you like to put it. I'm talking about drinks out there at the Dogwood Festival. Sit back and watch and see what happens.
Yeah.
And be surprised. Because at the end of the day, it's not like these guys are just going to continue to tread water. They want that trophy at the end of the season. They're one of the teams that you talk about. So, yeah, now they've hit a speed bump. What do you do? It's how you recover from that.
Yeah. And you know, you lean on who you have. You got Charlie Martin going for you today. You know what you have with him. He's going to be your starter today as they look to try to take two out of three down in Miami. They lost last night 5-1 yesterday, 5-1. Chris Sale went 7 innings. And, I mean, mm-hmm. that's what you want, really. You want your starter to go out and give you long, and that's what they've gotten in the last two games. You know, you went over, 6 and the third by Max Fried on Friday. So you're getting – some of what you need, so you're not really just burning out your bullpen. Because right now, you want those guys ready to work. You're going to be trying out some people in that starting spot. You don't know if you're going to get 3 innings. You don't know if you're going to get 5. You don't know if you're going to get an inning and a half.
Right.
You know, with the people you're going to plug in this role as you do this evaluation of just what's needed, you know, moving forward. And, oh, by the way, you're coming up with a test this week because you're going to play the Houston Astros.
But we talked about this yesterday, and I don't hold much stock into whatever happens right now in that series. Yeah, you want to get to it. To me, it's all about the division
and the National League. You take care of business at home. It'll all play out as far as home field advantage later on. What you do against Houston and the other teams, since we got to play everybody right now, to me, you focus on getting these series against National League East and National League teams, period. Because that's where it's going to play out. I don't care nothing about beating Texas right now. That's just me. I don't care nothing about
it. Well, I do.
Okay. I mean, you want to beat them.
Because this, you know, you got Houston and then you got Texas.
Texas
right
is coming here.
So, I mean, it's a deal because they're the other league. You're not going to get to see these guys. You hope to see them again. If you see them again, you know you've done everything right. So, yeah, to me, meeting them and playing these teams that you know Houston is always around, you got to respect Texas because of what they did last season. And so, yeah, you want to be at your best. And so that's what I'm thinking and what I'm looking forward to this week with this team. Darius Vines is going to get a start. You know, he showed some last season what he could possibly do with this team, and he's going to get a start in the second game out in Houston. He's going to get a look-see. I mean, that's what this team is going to be doing, you know, going forward and giving some opportunity to show they can get a spot and be consistent. Let's see what he does.
Spencer Strider, Shane Bieber, Trevor Gott, Jonathan, I can't pronounce his last name, from the Yankees, and Miami's Yuri Perez. These are all guys that have had arm injuries, and it's speculated it has to do with the pitch count that Major League Baseball has instituted. You have an opinion one way or another about that? Because we all talk about we like the length of these games now.
Mm-hmm.
So this is maybe a byproduct of it.
Are we seeing more of this year than last year?
Last year it kicked in, right?
Right,
last year's
when, right.
Okay, so this would be the time, I would think, that you would start to see the collateral damage of a new move like this.
You wouldn't have seen it last year?
Well, I don't know. Apparently not.
Okay.
I mean, there were some guys who went down, but they didn't put it on that because it was so new.
Okay. Well,
so now it's
seemed
now
like
it's
that would have seemed like that would have been the time to put it on that. What would have been last year when it was new?
I think you now know, that there's the sample size
go,
has grown.
Well, you had a chance to go for a season with it. So when people want to blame that on it, I say we got a whole season with
it. Well, no, you didn't have a whole season because at the beginning of the season you didn't know how it was going to affect. So you didn't really see what was going on until toward middle or the end of the season. Then you started noticing stuff. So it's not really been a full season. Kind of a half season in the beginning of this one. That's the way I look at it. But I still don't know. There are some people who are satisfied with the sample size and saying, yeah, and they're pointing at it and going, this is the reason why. If that's the reason why, then it's up to Major League Baseball, or at least the teams, to make that pivot, just like they have done with everything else. What's the phrase you like to use about the lifeblood of any sport?
Youth participation.
All right. Well, the youth have been disconnected from baseball for a while, and it's their own fault for various reasons, and baseball has made a conscious effort to try to get young folks back by doing different things in the park and as far as how they broadcast these games. I'm saying to you, I absolutely believe that part of the decision to do what they've done as far as the pitch clock, we can't be, you know, the grandfather's stodgy old four and a half hour games anymore. We got to get, you know, kids in and out, especially as you talk about soccer.
Yeah.
You know, for people who have gravitated toward that didn't grow up playing it, they like the fact that they're in and out in a couple
hours. Just that soccer's influence on all of our major sports. Soccer's that influence. So if we can play that in a certain time frame,
is
what we want to do. Baseball has always been a certain thing because we think about the broadcast of baseball and how you weave stories in between it because of the pace that it moves. And even with the pitch clout, that's still, when you talk about broadcasting the game, that's part of it, is you can weave stories in between pitches and in between things that take place, pitching changes and that type thing. This was in last year. I think if it would have been that, we would have seen some injuries like this last season when it was brand new. Everybody's had time to get acclimated to it, to get used to it, and working at a certain rate. But, I mean, if you're looking for something to point to, you'd be looking for something. But to me, I'm like, we did this all last season, and we didn't have people falling apart at the start of seasons.
Yeah. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Something I wanted to mention to you. Oh, throughout the show, we're going to say something, and just know that the events – halfway around the world are causing it. And we're not going to do a deep dive. And it's just we talk
sports.
All
we're going to say is top off your tank.
That's it. Top off your tank. That's
top off your tank.
We're going to say throughout the show today.
You know, very important thing to do.
Yes.
And it's a redshirt Sunday.
The numbers are changing as we speak.
Yeah. Yes. Let's run down who we got coming up here on the show. We're going to talk a little spring football coming up before we end this hour here. Gabriel Stovall, the sports rev, is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour.
He has had quite a week.
Has he now?
He's had quite a week.
Okay.
You know.
You got a story, you think?
I've been in touch with him some during the week, and I told him about things, you know, that he sees. Because that's the thing. Everybody sees Augusta. And they see the clubhouse, and they see Butler Cabin, and the cabins, and everything looks like it's 1945. I'm saying this for a point.
Yeah.
A lot of people think it's stuck in that, but the place has evolved.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It does evolve. And he was talking about, oh yeah, we come here, we have this breakfast or whatever. I said, look, dude, when I came down here, everybody ate whatever was in the green bag for the sandwiches. Yeah. Same out there on the course. That's what we got in the press room. That's all you got back then. And, you know, I just told them things are different. Oh, this is different. I said, what I would do sometimes, Gabriel, I said I would take my badge. Media was able to go into the clubhouse grill. And I would get on a, if it was kind of a cool day, I would go and get me a bowl of clam chowder.
And so he says,
well, we got it over here in the press room now. And he took a picture of it and sent it to me.
Did he?
Of the clam chowder. And he says, hey, man, the clam chowder is still right. Well, they can get it in the press building now. You know, so like I said, it evolves. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about the Masters and you think about the way things were in the past and who they wanted and who they didn't want and who they weren't allowed and that type thing. And you think about the women members. You think about the people who you see in green jackets if you go down there now.
You think about the people who are wearing in white jumpsuits.
You know, that's almost a whole different story. I know someone who's written a story about that, and maybe we'll get Ward Clayton on, someone who worked with the Augusta Chronicle years, wrote one about the caddies at Augusta. Mm-hmm. But it's just, you know, it has evolved in a number of ways. The media, for the longest time, it was set up for print. Because that's the way Bobby Jones liked it. Well, I mean, that's, you got to change, you know, with times. People who know that they've watched this tournament during the week on ESPN, this weekend on CBS, you can watch it online all week. If you go to masters.com, the whole thing is practically every hole is like set up there. You can watch it.
In 4K, too?
And you can watch it all week.
It actually looks like those TVs, they suck you into buying when you're in the store. It never looks the same when you get it home.
Right. But, I mean, it's been available in a number of ways. Mm-hmm. Now you have women playing the final round of a women's amateur event is played there. You have the youth event. This takes place on the Sunday before the tournament that allows children to come out there and play. And that wouldn't happen back in the day. You know, get these children out of here. You know, either. But it's the place has evolved. It maintains that look.
Right.
But things have evolved and changed.
And there are those who will say it's moving at a glacier's pace, because one of the things, and they will every once in a while, they just do a little thing to remind you, we're not going to be forcing to nothing. We've made some changes, but this is not going to happen. So they've been pressured into having a woman's tournament there. A PGA tournament. It's not happening.
No, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
LPGA event. But I don't think it's a glacier's pace, Greg. I think they time it. I think the membership times things. Remember, the people who are running the membership are business people. So they're going to do things that's smart for business. And that's the thing when I think about people. Remember, you go down there now, you'll see people with green jackets. You'll see, I understand Peyton Manning's got one these days. Condoleezza Rice. You see some different people like that with green jackets, Lynn Swan. But you also see your baseball commissioner. You see your NFL commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the other thing that takes place this week. We got a minute to mention to people. A lot of business takes place. This
at
weekend,
events like
events like that in Augusta this week. Business takes place that impacts this state's economy, jobs, and that type of thing. It goes on at Augusta this week. A lot of foreign representatives are flown in to attend this event, and afterwards you can sign on the dotted line over here. Usually there's one day they have something called the red carpet tour, where usually the governor or lieutenant governor is there to greet people who've toured the state, and during the course of the tour, you're going to spend a day at Augusta. So a lot of stuff that takes place down there that has an impact, it may, like I said, it looks like it moves slow. It looks like it doesn't change, but things evolve. And a whole lot of that, we talk about having an African-American member. When things took place over at Shoal Creek in Birmingham, they were out in front of everybody else. to bring in my old boss, Ron Townsend, as the first black member. So, I mean, they do are forward thinking in a lot of different things. And also the change in the membership allows them to do some things that are differently.
But if you don't follow the game or know the layout and understand the course, excuse me, the club, if you will.
Yeah.
If you don't understand that, you don't see the movement that you're
talking about.
And they don't care to promote it either.
But if you know a little bit, you know that things are moving.
But perception is still there in a lot of areas, fair or unfair.
And they enjoy that part. But
there you go.
But the same thing. Yeah. No, I didn't say they don't care.
Well, you said they enjoy the criticism.
Not the criticism. That when you show, it looks like it's 1940. It appears that way. But if you look behind the curtain a little bit, you see some things differently.
But everybody don't get a chance to do that. I mean, I'm agreeing with you. I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying when it lands on people like me who don't have the connection that you do, it still appears. The perception is still there of a number of things. And you're telling me it's changed. Okay, cool. I'm waiting for it to be seen or at least CBS show it that once a year and is... You just articulated, they don't care to show it. We're going to make the change. We're going to do what we got to do.
They are showing it. They showed the final round of the women's amateur. That was televised.
I didn't mean that specifically.
But those are things that people can see. Last Sunday morning, they had the drive, pitch, and putt, which is something that children, but we talk about children being the lifeblood of a sport. They are showing other golf tournaments.
Where was it showed? It wasn't on the network.
It's on Golf Channel every year. It's been on Golf Channel every year.
I'm not saying it hasn't. I'm just saying, unless you follow the sport, you don't know what's going on.
It's been on Golf Channel every year. It's there, drive, pitch, and putt. They get young people to participate. Matter of fact, a young woman from here, from Locust Grove, won the long drive. A young lady who's an outstanding junior golfer, Ariel Collins, was the winner of the long drive last week. So shout out to her. Also a product of the First Tee program of Atlanta.
I guess what I'm getting at is these little nuggets that you're talking about, and they may do it. I just haven't seen it. But they do, during the broadcast, they step away and they show you this. Oh, this is what the Masters are doing. This is what they're doing. And they have shown it that they have progressed in some areas or they're including this event. Unless you follow the game or follow the Masters, you don't know what's going on. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. I didn't know about that. That's what I want to say throughout the 4 days as I watch the coverage on the network. They show me something that Augusta National is doing that I didn't know, and I'd hoped that there was a change there. And go, oh, man, this is cool. I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah.
So,
but the fact that you participation is the lifeblood. They're doing something, and I'm sure they hope that other tournaments would do something similar to that.
Yeah.
But they're doing it at Augusta, and they're showing that youth participation is important to the lifeblood of the sport.
Everything they do, everything that goes on around that place, they are Hawaii. The rest of the golf world is the lower 48, but they are this island out in the middle of the Pacific as far as the golf world, and they do what they want to do. And they got a pretty good thing going.
They do.
We're not done talking Masters again. We went in this deep dive because we have Gabriel Stovall coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, but we're going to talk some spring football. Coming up next, it is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Sunday morning. It's the 14th day of April. Traditionally, tomorrow would be just a really hard day to get into the post office.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys got the stuff in the mail today, April 15th. Anyway, I hear that music, and I think about...
Brad Nessler.
Well, he's the... Yeah, okay. I didn't think of him, though.
No?
I thought of Vern.
Thought of Vern, who was calling his final Masters.
That's what I was getting to. I heard Vern yesterday.
Maybe.
And everybody was throwing...
Yes, sir!
Sam's doing Vernisms.
That was the putt of Jack Nicklaus.
What did he say?
Maybe. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's the...
That's the big putt.
You let folks know yesterday, reminded them that you were there for Jack's 46th
that was my
birthday.
That was my first time working the Masters.
Gold jacket.
That was my first time, not green jacket.
Green jacket. What did I say, gold jacket?
Gold jacket.
But he got a gold jacket, too.
That's
he's the Golden Bear. I put them together.
Well, he's from Ohio, and that's what Pro Football Hall of Fame is.
And he's the Golden Bear, and he got a jacket.
But they get a gold jacket in Canton, Ohio.
Yeah, but he got a green jacket at the Masters. Who's on first? I don't know. He's a shortstop.
Shout out to
Happy birthday, DeBrett.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, DeBrett. And here's one more for you.
Where's it at?
Yikes.
Arthur, if I begin to die, please take this hat off my head. So John Gielgud, his birthday today.
Wow.
Funniest lines at all from Arthur.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
One of my favorite films to watch.
You got a chance to spend some time at spring practice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to go over there. That's because you can't go to spring practice in Athens.
Who said? Kirby?
Kirby Smart said.
What's his problem? What's his problem with coverage?
You're trying to hide the things out? You don't go.
What must his – before we get into this, I should never ask you this before.
Yeah.
What do you think conversations are in his office with his lieutenants, if you will, going into a season? All these dudes must have unique conversations, SEC coaches that is,
mm-hmm.
for the first time going into a season. They ain't got to worry about Godzilla over here in Tuscaloosa.
Well, I don't think they worry that much about him until
recruiting.
If you Kirby, I don't think Kirby worries about recruiting that much at all.
No, but
right now.
Just the fact that he's gone,
he's at the top of the hill right now, and his thing is just to maintain it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing as far as Kirby Smart goes. He has perfected what he learned and observed from Tuscaloosa. And by the way, they had their spring game yesterday with their new coach, so that you wonder how things went. Over there, a lot of curious people. Well, I don't know if they continued that. That would be interesting to know. What is he continuing from when Coach Saban was there? It's availability. He probably learned from that. The less that people see, the better. And that's probably what's the deal over in Athens. The less people see, the better. We'll send you some, because basically the media, we get still photos of Georgia practice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we get. You know, you're not going in there to watch and whatnot. Is that
a byproduct of St. Nick?
I'm pretty sure.
What was it?
As long as it's working.
Yeah, he's right.
It's working. It's good.
Was there one thing? Help us out here, because I'm mm-hmm. curious in yeah. a way. Now that he's gone, was there some unwritten rule, something that everybody knew you just don't do as far as media when you go to Alabama or you're covering a Nick Saban team? Is there like a couple do's and don'ts? I'm asking. I don't
do's
know.
And don'ts as far as
how you approach, how you covered the things.
I don't know. You have to ask guys who are covering them every day.
Or things that people who do cover.
Yeah,
so nothing special, huh?
See, I mean, if you're there, you know what happens at Alabama press conferences each week, and you know he's going to come out there with those Coca-Cola bottles on there, and he's going.
All right, I thought there might have been some
things he's going to answer, and some things if he don't feel like answering, he's going to fire back. That's what the Alabama media got used to. You know, now when we go to something like SEC Media Days, that's a different day. That's a different thing, you know, except for the entrance that he gets. You know, thing where he has a police escort and everybody coming in there talking into their watches and to their sleeves.
He looks like James Earl Jones coming to America.
You know what I mean?
He showed up.
But
who's
going to
clean up all this?
Yesterday, spring game over at Georgia, and ended up in a 20-20 tie. And with that, Kirby Smart is probably happy with that. You know, I mean, yeah, 2020. I don't know how they did the meal post game, because usually one gets steak and the other one gets like beanie weenie or something like that. They end up
weenie.
Yeah, that's the tradition at Georgia. But if it's 2020 tie, I don't know if they got a combination of what they got. But anyway, you know, you want to watch Carson Beck and see who some of the new targets were going to be with Ladd McConkey and Brock Bowers moving on, and there's some guys who made some nice catches. One that really stood out was Dominic Lovett, who made this spectacular grab, hauled in a touchdown pass. He caught a pass from Carson, caught one from Gunnar Stockton. He's one of the people who was stand out from yesterday's contest. You know, you wanted to see the usual ground game. You want to see that. But also you were watching the defense, and that's what you're watching for, because there are some places that where some young players have to step into some different roles this year. Those guys who had that very strong defense from two seasons ago, most of those guys are going on to the next level, or they're getting ready to go this year. So that's what people watched, and here's what Coach Smart had to say about the way the defense played yesterday.
Well, they tackled better today, batted a lot of balls, which is huge in football. Offenses have a huge advantage right now. You got to knock balls down when you get a chance. I thought we did a good job of that. I thought the offense came back out in the second half, and Carson had some good drives there.
You mentioned Carson.
And that is Coach Smart just talking about some things he saw the defense that he thought looked good. And, you know, we saw these guys, you know, yesterday on the field, because the next time we'll see them on the field in uniform, they'll be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium taking on Clemson.
Who's the biggest worry right now for Georgia and SEC?
Oh, the schedule. They have a real – last year it was like, you know, the cream puff schedule everybody was saying. This year they got a schedule. They got to go.
They got to schedule.
Yeah, I mean, they got to come here. They got to kick off with Clemson. They have to go to Alabama. They have to go to Texas. You know, and like I said, Texas is
they sitting back right now.
Texas got something for you this fall. I'm really saying, you know, y'all excited about them coming to the conference. You know, all right, because them dudes are coming. I'm telling you, they coming in to spoil everybody's fun this year. Meanwhile,
anybody scared of Lane Kiffin?
Huh?
Anybody scared of Lane Kiffin?
You're watching him. You're watching him because he's shown what he's capable of doing. So he's that right there. He's that next level right there. You know, and so you watch to see what happens with him. But that's what you watch going into the season. Meanwhile, Georgia Tech played their spring game yesterday, and it was Team Swarm beating Team Reckham 27-24. And you watch to see what happens in this game. Obviously, you're all set with your quarterback position. But your wide receivers saw some other guys step up. Saw Bailey Stockton have a nice game yesterday. Chris Elko having a nice game for the Georgia Tech team. And so here's what Coach Brent Key had to say about his quarterback play.
I mean, he's as good of a leader as I've been around on the football field. And I don't say that lightly. I really don't, man. He's outstanding all the way around when it comes to that.
Got cut off there.
Yep, we're talking about Haynes King, mm-hmm. the quarterback who came over and from Texas A&M last season and really took things over at the quarterback spot. And, you know, looks like he's going to be ready to really guide the team and whatnot. So that's all that you saw over there. Also, Friday, Georgia State had their spring game and got things started. You know, new coach Dale McGee, new vibe over there. Saw a lot of recruits in the times I've been at practice. That's something that the Coach McGee has been very strong in. Our buddy DJ Jones from Columbus did his Sports Vision show from over at Georgia State, right? He was in town mm-hmm. because Dale McGee is from Columbus. So we had strong folks from Greece. We're going to be sending them Columbus folk up here a lot, I think. which is okay. Columbus folk are good.
Speaking of Georgia State, did they fix all those apartments up over there?
Not all of them. They're still building stuff over there.
I tried to get around there not too long ago, and I was like, it's beautiful. It looks great. I love coming over here. But y'all got to work. I got to deal with two construction projects.
Okay.
That's one.
Yep.
And I realize this is fairly new since they've taken over and they continue to grow. But, Sam, something happened this past week. I thought I was in another city. I had to drive over. Remember I told you I went to get my car worked on, right? So I went over to Curry, went down there to Peachtree Industrial. So I had to come across from 75,
mm-hmm.
across top.
Right.
I got to the top of the perimeter. I'm looking at the King and Queen building. There is no piece of construction equipment on 285. It is like done. Now, the only thing that looked like they were missing is putting painting the white lines.
Okay.
But it's. I can't remember the last time I drove over 285, and there was no construction. Now you can tell there's been some work.
Oh yeah,
and they gotta come with the second coat of paint and put the stripes down, and you know put the bunting on the side or whatever they got to do. But the actual road looks like it's complete.
Yeah.
Now, I could be wrong, and maybe they took the weekend off. But I drove across 285 for the first time in I don't know how many years, and I didn't see one bit of construction equipment.
Wow.
It was all off to the side.
Okay. Yeah. They got it, especially that madness up in Roswell Road, that exit up there. It took them a while to figure
it out. Yeah, that was clear.
Yeah.
At least going on 285.
That's always.
Yeah, it makes you want to get out your car and just
adventure.
Like. Been
an adventure. 17-11 was the final score of the black team over the blue team over at Georgia State. And here's Coach McGee talking about what's been a spring of change over in Decatur Street.
Yeah, I think the leadership of the team and the quality of young men that's in the program, I think they handled the transition really well. They were very open, honest, and they really weren't any issues from a behavior standpoint. We didn't get any bounce back from any players, and I think a lot of that was attributed to our coaches, too, just being honest and authentic with the players, and they responded in the right way, and I can't be more prouder right now.
Now, the other thing he mentioned was, right after he got through talking to everybody, he went out to talk to recruits.
Mm.
Tuesday is a big day for college football. Now that a lot of these guys have played in their spring games, Some know where they are on depth charts. Some know if they're off the depth chart. Tuesday, the transfer portal opens again.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Tuesday's a big day for college football. If somebody didn't get to play in these games or didn't play much or whatnot, you may see some movement. And there are guys at other places who are waiting to see. You know, so Tuesday's going to be an interesting day to see if some
the beginning of a whole lot of head shaking.
Again.
That's basically what you're talking about.
Again.
Again. And worse than last year. That's what it is. And so let's get your popcorn, as T.O. says.
Yep. Tuesday is that day.
Happy 28th birthday, Baker Mayfield.
All right.
Baker Mayfield. All right. See him twice. See him twice this year.
Yeah, we will.
Adams got himself a wide receiver who's locked in. He's locked in. So we'll see what Tampa Bay does with all that. All right, heading into the 7 o'clock hour. We are going to hear from the sports rev, Gabriel Stovall, venture into Noel's world. But whatever is going on locally, Mr. Crenshaw is going to tell you about that next and some other stuff we haven't talked about. And what we have coming up at 8 o'clock. Y'all think that we sleep on MMA? No. The biggest event as broadcast by Dana White, the UFC 300. The biggest of all of them was supposedly taking place this weekend, last night. We're going to find out. We got an update coming from our old friend Max. He's going to holler at us from Orlando. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.